Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's pretty crazy to think about, what it would take to hold on to hope when everything around you is just falling apart.
Oh,
And that's kind of at the heart of what Charlotte McConaghy is doing in Wild Dark Shore, her new book. It's literary fiction, but it definitely has that dystopian feel to it. And we're going to be talking about survival, loss, and all those complicated family bonds today. So don't forget to like and subscribe so you can catch all of our future deep dives.
It's interesting that you bring up hope because, I mean, the setting itself, a remote island after climate change has ravaged the earth, it's almost like it's designed to extinguish it.
Right. And it's funny you should say that because I was thinking the exact same thing when I was reading it. It's like, the world's falling apart around them, and yet they're still kind of clinging to this sense of, what's going to happen? What's next? And you can find a link to the book on Amazon in the description below. But just to be clear, this is not your typical, post-apocalyptic thriller. It's really about, McConaughey uses this isolated setting, this decaying seed vault, which was meant to preserve plant life as a way to kind of look at, what makes us human, even when everything that we know is stripped away.
And she does that by focusing on the intimate relationships within a single family. You have Dominic, a father grappling with grief, and his three children all struggling to adapt to this harsh new reality. And then you have Rowan, who is this outsider, and her arrival disrupts the family dynamic and forces them all to kind of confront their deepest fears and desires.
It's, when I started reading this book, it threw me right into the thick of it. Like right away, like I felt like I was right there on that island with them, scavenging for food and trying to survive these crazy storms.
Yeah, the descriptions are so vivid, so real. You can almost feel the salt spray on your face and the wind whipping through your hair.
Yeah, and that constant fear of the rising sea, it's terrifying. And honestly, it feels like scarily possible. It's like this could really happen.
It's definitely a wake-up call. And what I find really striking is how McConaughey goes beyond just the physical challenges, right? She really digs into that psychological impact of living on the edge of extinction, how it just wears away at hope and magnifies all those tensions that are already there.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
You see it in Dominic's overprotective nature, which stems from the loss of his wife. And then you see it in Fenn's rebellious streak as she's trying to carve out some sense of freedom in this very confined world.
Yeah, it's like the island itself is just this pressure cooker for all their emotions.
Absolutely.
And speaking of pressure, the seed vault plays such a like an important role in the story. It's I kept thinking about how it kind of represents this like desperate attempt to hold on to the past, to preserve some sliver of a future, even if that future feels impossibly far away. What did you make of it?
That's such a great observation. I think the seed vault in its state of decay, it becomes a symbol of both hope and futility, you know? But it represents this inherent human desire that we have to leave something behind, to believe that our actions can have meaning, even in the face of oblivion. But then it also begs the question of what we choose to preserve and who gets to decide.
It really made me think about, like those real life seed vaults, like the one in Svalbard. It's fascinating and also kind of terrifying to think about what future generations would think about our choices. You know, what stories would those seeds tell about us?
And those choices get even more complicated when you have the survival of the few pitted against the potential future of the many. And the book definitely doesn't shy away from exploring those moral gray areas, especially when it comes to the character of Hank.
Okay, so let's talk about Hank. This is where the story takes a really, really dark turn. So we have this character who, I mean, understandably has a mental breakdown, but his response is to want to destroy the very seeds that represent hope for the future. He actually believes it's more merciful to just end things altogether than to prolong the inevitable suffering.
And Hank becomes this lightning rod for all the moral dilemmas at the heart of the book. Like, how do we define right and wrong in a world that's on the brink of collapse? Can we justify sacrificing individual freedom for the sake of the collective good? And who gets to make those decisions? McConaughey doesn't give us any easy answers, which makes it all the more thought-provoking.
No, it really made me question what I would do in that situation. Like, on the one hand, you can understand Hank's despair. You know, that feeling of utter hopelessness that drives him to such extremes. But on the other hand, destroying the seeds just feels like the ultimate act of giving up,
Right.
of erasing any chance of a future.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to play God.
Yeah.
And it forces the other characters and us as readers to confront our own beliefs about hope and resilience and the limits of compassion when faced with this unimaginable loss.
It's heavy stuff.
It is. You know, it's really fascinating how McConaughey uses the natural landscape of the island to reflect those internal struggles. Like the ocean is always there, those storms, the cliffs that are just, you know, crumbling. They all kind of add to this feeling of beauty, but also impending doom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like nature itself becomes this character in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this force that can be both life-giving but also destructive. One image that really stuck with me, and I've thought about this a lot since I read the book, is the description of the Banksia plants.
Mm.
They need fire to release their seeds.
Oh, wow.
And it felt like such a powerful metaphor for how, you know, sometimes hope can actually come out of destruction.
Right.
But it also shows this delicate balance between growth and decay.
Absolutely. And that duality is also there in the way McConaughey portrays the animal life on the island, especially the seals and penguins.
Right.
They're both victims of human cruelty, hunted for their oil. And yet they also represent this kind of primal resilience, this way of life that just keeps going, even as the world changes around them.
You know, it's funny you should mention the seals because it made me think about how the sealers' actions, even though they're so brutal, are portrayed with this kind of understanding.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're driven by necessity to survive in this harsh environment.
Yeah.
It made me think a lot about that line between right and wrong in these extreme situations.
Yeah.
Like how our own moral compass can just completely shift when we're confronted with our own mortality.
That's such a key point. McConaughey doesn't shy away from those really complex parts of human nature.
Right.
She shows that even in the darkest of times, there's still room for compassion. There's still room for connection. There's even room for love.
And that actually brings us to Rowan. Her arrival on the island, I mean, she's a catalyst for change, not just for the family dynamic, but also in how we perceive the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
She has this really deep connection to nature, almost like a spiritual understanding of its rhythms.
Yeah.
Which is like the complete opposite of the other characters who are just filled with anxiety and fear.
Right. Rowan represents this completely different way of being in the world,
mm-hmm.
one that's less about control and more about acceptance.
Right.
She sees beauty in the decay, finds solace in just the simplest of things.
Yeah.
In a way, she embodies the kind of hope that the seed vault is trying to preserve.
Right.
A hope that's rooted in the natural world, in the cycles of life and death and the interconnectedness of everything.
Yeah, it's almost like she's teaching the other characters and us as readers, you know, how to see the world in a new way,
mm-hmm.
to find meaning and purpose, even in the middle of all this loss.
Mm.
And I really love those scenes where she's working with wood, carving those really intricate shapes from just like salvaged materials.
Right.
It felt like this form of creation that was both beautiful and defiant.
Yeah.
A way of kind of saying, you know, this is what I'm doing in this world that seems determined to take everything away.
I think that's one of the most powerful parts of the book, is this idea that even when it feels like everything's against you, we still have the power to make choices, to create, to connect with each other.
Yeah.
And those little acts of defiance, of hope, of love can be so much stronger than any attempt to control or dominate the world.
Yeah. And you mentioned love, and I have to ask, what did you think about the relationship that develops between Rowan and Dominic?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it felt so unexpected, considering how much they disliked each other at first, especially given the situation they're in.
That's where you really see McConaughey's skill as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't shy away from those complex human relationships, even in this dystopian setting. The attraction between Rowan and Dominic, it's both physical and emotional. It speaks to this deep human need for connection, for intimacy, even when everything feels uncertain.
I was surprised by how much their relationship resonated with me.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was taking away from the book's main themes. It actually made them even deeper.
Yeah.
Like it showed that even in a world that's been ravaged by climate change, in the middle of this struggle for survival, love can still exist. It can still offer a glimmer of hope.
Exactly. And it highlights this idea that our connections with each other, our capacity for love and compassion, they're what make us human. They're what give our lives meaning, no matter what happens around us.
Yeah, and it's not just the romantic love between Rowan and Dominic.
Right.
The book also looks at those complicated bonds between siblings, the way they support and challenge each other, how they carry the weight of their past.
Yeah, the relationship between Raph and Orly is so touching. They're both dealing with grief and trauma, but they find comfort and strength in each other. Their bond is a good reminder that even in the darkest of times, family can be a source of light, of hope, of resilience.
It's interesting because, even though the setting is so bleak, there are these moments of beauty and hope that just kind of shine through. Like, do you remember that scene where they build the giant metal penguin sculpture on the beach? It's such a strange and wonderful image. It's like this act of creation in a world that's literally falling apart around them.
It's a testament to the power of art and the human spirit. Even when faced with all this loss and uncertainty, we still have this desire to create, to find meaning and beauty.
And it really made me think about how art can be a form of resistance in a way. Like it's a way of taking back control when everything feels so out of control. And it's not just those big gestures like, building a giant penguin. It's the small everyday things too, like Rowan carving wood, Fen taking care of her garden, Orm collecting shells.
Those little acts of creativity, they're so important, especially when the world feels so overwhelming.
And speaking of the world, the book doesn't shy away from the reality of climate change, the rising sea levels, those intense storms, the dwindling resources. It's all there. It's like this constant backdrop to their lives.
And what's so interesting is how Makani uses those environmental threats as metaphors for the deeper anxieties that we all face, like that eroding coastline. It becomes a symbol for how fragile everything is. And the storms, they're like a reflection of all the turmoil and uncertainty we're feeling in our own lives.
It's like that island is this little microcosm of the planet. And the choices the characters make, their struggles to survive, they become a reflection of our own struggles as we try to adapt to this changing world.
And the book doesn't pretend to have all the answers. It acknowledges how complicated it all is, the tough choices we have to make. But it also suggests that even when things seem impossible, there can still be hope. We can still be resilient. And maybe, just maybe, there's a new way of being in the world that's possible.
It's definitely a book that stays with you. What about you? What part of it resonated with you the most? Was there a scene or a character that really stuck with you?
The ending, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That image of the baby humpback whale being rescued while the seed vault is lost to the sea.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. It captures the fragility and the resilience of life, how everything's connected,
Yeah.
and the uncertainty of the future.
It's an ending that doesn't tie everything up in a nice bow. But it feels, I don't know, it feels right. Like it acknowledges the losses, the challenges, but it still leaves you with a little bit of hope, a belief that even when things are falling apart, we can still find beauty and connection.
Absolutely.
Well, a huge thank you to everyone for joining us on this deep dive into Wild Dark Shore. We'd love to hear what you thought of the book, what moments resonated with you. Share your favorite scene or a quote in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into fascinating books, movies, and TV shows.